Keith Peters reporting. Demonstrators and Russian expatriates gather in Berlin and Buenos Aires to mourn the death of anti-Putin activist Alexei Navalny, who is reported to have died in a Russian penal colony near the Arctic Circle. During a protest in Buenos Aires, Ekaterina Kostromina, a Russian national living in Argentina, says she's saddened by Alexei Navalny's death.
It's hard to believe he's gone because he was so optimistic about his life, despite the fact he's been through a nightmare. He was always optimistic.
The stunning news comes less than a month before the election that will give Putin another 6 years in power. It brought renewed criticism of the Kremlin leader, who has cracked down on all opposition at home. A New York judge has ordered Donald Trump and his companies to pay $355 million in penalties. The judge found they engaged in a years-long scheme to dupe banks and others with financial statements that inflated his wealth. Speaking to the press, the former president denied that the banks were defrauded.
It's a ridiculous award. This is a fine of $355 million for doing a perfect job, for having paid back a loan with no defaults, with no problems.
Judge Arthur Engoron also said Trump could not serve as an officer or director for any New York company for 3 years. Trump has denied all wrongdoing and assailed the case. Israel's defense minister says Israel is thoroughly planning its promised military offensive in the southern Gaza town of Rafah. That signaled a determination to move ahead despite growing international concerns about the safety of the large Palestinian civilian population huddled there. This is SRN News. A Michigan church prepares for a big challenge.
Members of Northridge Church's Plymouth and Brighton campuses will come together Thursday, February 29th, and for 3 days will pack meals for poor kids around the globe. The goal is to get to 1 million meals, done by 5 p.m. Saturday, March 2nd. Northridge is taking on the challenge in connection with the ministry Feed My Starving Children, which will dispense the food where it's most needed. The church says it will gather hundreds of volunteers to do the work. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Turkish government will no longer send imams to work in mosques across Germany. The decades-old practice had come under intense criticism in recent years as German authorities accused Turkish imams of abusing their positions to support Turkey's ruling Justice and Development Party. The German government says it has plans to replace the imported imams with clergy trained in Germany. This is SRN News. Thursday was Parental Rights Day in the state of Virginia and at the state capitol in Richmond, where moms and dads from throughout Virginia demanded that lawmakers respect their constitutional rights to protect their children from harm. Correspondent Anne-Marie Morgan reports.
A new progressive majority has killed bills to require schools to tell parents if their child struggles with gender confusion. Michelle Blair was not told. Her daughter was removed from her and eventually sex trafficked.
Schools have no business making any decisions for our children without our knowledge. None. Our children are being hurt by a social contagion. There are thousands of vulnerable children just like Sage out there.
Advocates also urged passage of a bill to notify parents if their child has a drug overdose at school. Anne Marie Morgan reporting.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.